ジャパニーズポット101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 13. Have you been to a Japanese festival before? Hi everyone, Arisha desu. Alicia here.
Konnichiwa, Natsuko desu.
Hi everyone, I'm Natsuko.
Welcome to Lower Beginner Season 1, Lesson 13. Have you been to a Japanese festival before?
Alicia, what are we going to learn in this lesson?
In this lesson, we're going to learn how to ask, what does something mean in English, in Japanese?
That's very useful, isn't it?
It is. We will also learn expressions for when we experience something for the first time.
So, where does this lesson's dialogue take place?
Ken and his colleague come across the festival crowd.
では、聞きましょう。
Let's listen to the conversation.
ひとがたくさんいますね。
今日は祭りですよ。
祭り？
祭りは英語でフェスティバルです。祭りは初めてですか？
はい。
じゃあちょっと行きませんか？
あれは何ですか？
みこしです。
みこし？初めて見ました。みこしは英語で何ですか？
Let's hear the conversation one time slowly.
人がたくさんいますね。
今日は祭り。ですよ。
祭り？
祭りは英語でフェスティバルです。祭りは初めてですか？
はい。
じゃ、ちょっと行きませんか？
あれは何ですか？
みこし。です。
みこし、初めて見ました。みこしは英語で何ですか？
Now let's hear it with the English translation.
人がたくさんいますね。
There are lots of people, aren't there?
今日は祭りですよ。
Today's a matsuri.
Matsuri?
A matsuri?
Matsuri は英語でフェスティバルです。
Matsuri is festival in English.
Matsuri は初めてですか?
Is it your first time at a festival?
はい。
Yes.
じゃあ、ちょっと行きませんか?
Okay, so why don't we go and have a look?
あれは何ですか?
What's that?
みこしです。
It's a mikoshi.
Mikoshi? 初めて見ました。
Mikoshi? I've never seen one before.
Mikoshi は英語で何ですか?
What's mikoshi in English?
So, Alicia, have you been to Japanese festival yet?
Yes, I have. It's totally different from anything I've seen in my culture.
Japanese festivals, matsuri, were originally ritual ceremonies, but the religious connotations are fading out now. These days, it's more for local community bonding.
In the dialogue, Ken asked what mikoshi was, but his colleague didn't answer. So what is mikoshi?
Mikoshi is often translated as portable Shinto shrine, and its shape is a miniature version of a shrine building. Many men,and sometimes women, too, carry mikoshi on their shoulders and parade shouting, Washoi, Washoi, but the word varies depending on the area.
Is there any special food for matsuri?
There are usually food and game stalls alongside the street.
That sounds fun. Kids must love matsuri. Okay, let's move on to the vocabulary. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. The first word we shall see is...
人
A person, people.
人
Next is...
たくさん
Many, a lot.
たくさん
The next word is...
今日
Today.
今日
The next word is...
祭り
Festival, feast.
祭り
The next word is...
初めて
For the first time.
初めて
The next word is...
ちょっと
A bit, a little.
ちょっと
The next word is...
で
Particle indicating a means, in.
で
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first phrase we'll look at is...
Something は英語で何ですか? For example, 祭りは英語で何ですか? Meaning, what's 祭り in English?
This is really useful because we always come across things we don't know. Whenever you hear an unfamiliar word, you can ask something は英語で何ですか?
You can use this phrase just by adding something は何ですか? Just after the word or phrase that you would like to know.
Please note that it's 何ですか? Not 何ですか?
Good point, Alicia. You can also find this information in Absolute Beginner Series, Season 1, Lesson 24.
Can you give us more examples using this phrase, please?
Of course. I'm sure you know what the carnival is, but do you know how to say carnival in Japanese?
Kanabaru. I'm not too sure.
Okay. To ask me this using today's phrase, you can say, carnival wa nihongo de nan desu ka?
Replacing eigo with nihongo because I want to know how to say carnival in Japanese.
That's right.
Natsuko, carnival wa nihongo de nan desu ka?
Kanibaru desu.
Carnival in Japanese is kanibaru. Good. Okay. Let's move on. What's the next word?
Takusan.
Takusan means a lot in English. You can use this to describe the amount of things.
Right. Pretty much anything.
But you have to remember that we don't have to put any particle after takusan. Like,
私は生ダコをたくさん食べます。
Have you got it? No particle after takusan. Okay, let's move on to the grammar. In this lesson, you're going to learn about how to say first time to experience, right?
Yes, that's right. It's 初めて, meaning for the first time.
I think I know that. Like, 初めまして?
That's right. When we express it's the first experience, we use 初めて and then express what you experienced.
Like Ken said in the dialogue, 初めて見ました.
Exactly. By the way, Alicia, do you like sushi?
Yes, I do.
Good, because I have some sushi for you here.
Really? Wow, but what's this?
Oh, that's raw octopus. 生ダコです.
Raw octopus? I thought octopus should be served boiled.
So, 生ダコは初めてですか?
はい、生ダコは初めてです. Listeners, as you heard, 初めて can be used as 初めてです. And you can simply add a noun before the particle は.
That's right. In the dialogue, Ken's colleague asked Ken, 祭りは初めてですか? That's the easy way to use 初めて。But now let's see better how Ken used this word 初めて。
In the dialogue, Ken said, みこし?初めて見ました。So, 初めて can come before a verb?
Exactly. 初めて plus verb means that you did something for the first time.
I had raw octopus sushi for the first time.
Really? 初めてですか?
はい。生ダコは初めて食べました。Well, listeners, I think you now know how to use this expression. Natsuko, how can I say I came to Japan for the first time?
That'd be 初めて日本に来ました。
I believe that's useful. Listeners, let's practice. Repeat after Natsuko.
初めて日本に来ました。
Now, listeners, say, I came to Japan for the first time in Japanese. Did you get it, everyone? For more examples, please check out the lesson notes. But unfortunately, that's about all we have time for today. How did you find this lesson?
どうでしたか?
Please leave us your comments, questions, and any feedback you have on the lesson page.Want a free way to build your Japanese vocabulary?
Follow our Japanese Words of the Day at JapanesePort101.com.
See and hear the word of the day.
Plus, sample phrases and sentences.
Get these daily vocabulary alerts on Facebook, Twitter, and the JapanesePod101.com blog.
And add this widget to your own website or blog. They're available in 41 languages.
Get these easy instructions at JapanesePod101.com.Okay, that's it for this lesson. See you next time.
じゃあ、また。
人がたくさんいますね。
今日は祭りですよ。
祭り?
祭りは英語でフェスティバルです。祭りは初めてですか?
はい。
じゃあ、ちょっと行きませんか?
あれは何ですか?
みこしです。
みこし?初めて見ました。みこしは英語で何ですか?